for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, April the 1st, 1988. Passover weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds. Gene and Earlene Moody of Baton Rouge, Louisiana are the teachers of the afternoon.
For those of you who have not met the Moodys, Earlene is a former school teacher. She has retired. Gene is a consulting engineer, works every day in that field when he's not working for the Lord in this type of endeavor. We appreciate their help to come and help us and to teach. They're teachers, they're not preachers, but they're just lay it on the line, word for word.
Hallelujah.
Gene, come on in. We bless you this afternoon.
Thank you, Brother Glenn. Well, first of all, I just like to say, well, the Lord really touched me this morning. Did y'all feel the Spirit of the Lord here this morning?
Amen.
It just, when I feel the Spirit, you'll see me crying. I don't know why that is, but it's just like it affects me, and I cry. When the Spirit comes over me, I cry. So if you see me crying, you'll usually know what is happening to me. Now, Irma mentioned we have some deliverance manuals in the back, if anyone would like to get one of those. Sometime back, we taught a lesson on AIDS. There's a tape if you'd like to get that. I ordered some books from the federal government. It took me months, I guess close to 6 months, to get those books. There's two booklets back there now. I ordered 300 of them. I don't know how many exactly that came in. But help yourself. Everyone get one each of those copies of those booklets on AIDS. And then we have the Curse of Ahab and the Curse of Jezebel back there. Get you one of those, and also our testimony. All that is free. So help yourself and get you a copy of those free publications. Take it home with you and use it to educate yourself and help other people. Now, the title of our message for today is From Adam to Ahab, Men's Weaknesses. So men, I'm coming after you today. Now, don't feel good, women, because I'm going to work up a lesson for the women. And I'm going to get Earlene to help me at the end here. And don't get irritated, men, when you hear Earlene tell you about some of your weaknesses. And then this is going to give me the right to come after the women. See, I don't want you to stand. I don't want to stand up here and you think that, well, there's a male chauvinist pig. He only attacks the women. So I'm going after the men first, and I'm coming after the women next. And I'm going to give you a run through the scriptures today. We're going to see a lot of scripture. I'm going to go through it quickly, so get your Bible out. And we're going to go through the Bible. From Adam to Ahab, Men's Weaknesses. This is a list of scripture and comments. And the way I do with the Bible, I take you through it chronologically. It makes you easy to follow. In case I see you getting sleepy out there, I'm going to have you stand up. May have you stand up and sit down. That keeps you awake. It is a little bit warm in here. We have opened the doors, and the breeze is flowing, and I feel better now. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Verse 12. And a man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Verses 17 through 19. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, and in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. All right, Adam followed the wife's leadership. He blamed the failure on Eve, and God cursed the earth and sent death on mankind. Genesis chapter 12, verses 11 through 13. 12, 11 through 13. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarai his wife, Behold, now I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, This is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. Abraham was afraid and asked his wife to shield him from the Egyptians. Abraham gave Sarai to Pharaoh's harem and received sheep, oxen, he-donkeys, men servants, maid servants, she-donkeys, and camels for her. He sold her into prostitution. Chapter 16, verse 4. 16, 4. And he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. Abraham went into Hagar. He yielded to Sarai and took the servant to be his secondary wife. Chapter 20, verse 2. 22. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, She is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. Abraham denied that Sarah was his wife because of fear of the second time. Sarah was given to Abimelech, king of Gerar. He did not trust God to take care of him. 26:7. 26:7. And the men of the place asked him of his wife. And he said, She is my sister, for he feared to say, She is my wife. Lest, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. Isaac denied that Rebekah was his wife, just like his father, because of fear. 27:6-7. 27:6-7. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me venison, and make me savory meat, that I may eat, and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Jacob listens to his mother Rebekah to steal the blessing of Esau. 30, chapter, verse 1. 31. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister, and said unto Jacob, Give me children, or else I die. Verse 9. When Leah saw that she had left barren, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her Jacob to wife. Rachel and Leah give their servants to Jacob to be his secondary wife, same as Abraham. He did not have to accept the offer. Chapter 33, verses 1 and 2. 33, 1 and 2. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children unto Leah and unto Rachel and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindermost. Jacob divided his family into two bands, led by Leah and Rachel, to go before him and protect him from Esau. Send your women first. Okay, I got to go back now. Chapter 31, verse 32. 31:32. With whomsoever thou findest thy gods, let him not live. Before our children discern what is thine with me, and take it to thee. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. Now let's jump over to 35:16-18. 35:16-18. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephratah. And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said unto her, Fear not, thou shalt have this son also. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. Jacob unknowingly cursed Rachel with death. Rachel died, giving birth to Benjamin. 38:15-16. 38:15-16. When Judah saw her, he thought her to be an harlot, because she had covered her face. And he turned unto her by the way and said, Go to, I pray thee, let me come unto thee. For he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, What wilt thou give me, that thou mayest come unto me? Judah lies with Tamar as with a prostitute. He would not give his life son to be her husband. 44:1-5. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, Fill the men's sacks with food as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth, and put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his corn money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their asses. And when they were gone out of the city, and not yet far off, Joseph said unto his steward, Up, follow after the men, and when thou dost overtake them, say unto them, Wherefore have you rewarded evil for good? Is it not this it in which my Lord drinketh, and whereby indeed he divineth? Ye have done evil in so doing. Verse 15. And Joseph said unto them, What deed is this that ye have done? Wot ye not that such a man as I can certainly divine? Joseph used a divining cup. He apparently practiced divination. Divination by cups was one of the prevalent superstitions of ancient Egypt. Exodus 4:10-14. Exodus 4:10-14. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or the deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, and when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. Moses does not trust God. 14:10, and then there are other verses in there too, in that particular chapter. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Israeli men murmured and brought death on their families. 20:18-19. 20:18-19. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, Speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. Men were afraid to speak with God. They wanted someone to stand between them and God. 32:1. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. 21. And Moses said unto Aaron, What did this people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? 32. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book that thou hast written. Aaron makes a golden calf to please some of the people. He should have stopped the rebellion. Instead, he leaves it and then blames it all on the people. Leviticus 10:1-2. Leviticus 10:1-2. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord, and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Nadab and Abihu offered strange fire before God, and he killed them, a characteristic of not following God but man. Numbers 12:1. Numbers 12:1. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. verse 10. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. Aaron listened to Miriam to rebel against Moses. Miriam received leprosy, not Aaron. Chapter 16, 1 through 3. Chapter 16, 1 through 3. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves? Wherefore then lift yourselves up above the congregation of the Lord? Verse 27. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram on every side, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives, and their sons, and their little children. Verse 31. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these things, that the ground clave asunder that was under them. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram rebelled against Moses. God destroyed them and their families. Chapter 30, verses 6 through 8. Chapter 30, verses 6 through 8. And if she had it all and husband, and when she vowed or uttered aught out of her lips wherewith she bound her soul, and her husband heard it and held his peace at her in the day that he heard it, then her vow shall stand, and her bonds wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband disallowed her on the day that he heard it, then he shall make her vow which she vowed, and that which she uttered with her lips wherewith she bound her soul of none effect, and the Lord shall forgive her. Husbands that do not have the courage to break their wives' foolish vows. Chapter 31, verses 14 through 15. 31:14-15. And Moses was wroth with the officers of the host, with the captains over thousands and captains over hundreds, which came from the battle. And Moses said unto them, have ye saved all the women alive? The officers saved the women alive who should have been killed. Deuteronomy 22:5. Deuteronomy 22:5. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. Verses 13 through 19. 13 through 19. If any man take a wife and go in unto her and hate her, and give occasions of speech against her to bring up an evil name upon her, and say, I took this woman, and when I came to her, I found her not a maid. Then shall the father of the damsel and her mother take and bring forth the tokens of the damsel's virginity unto the elders of the city in the gate. And the damsel's father shall say unto the elders, I gave my daughter unto this man to wife, and he hateth her. And lo, he hath given occasions of speech against her, saying, I found not thy daughter a maid. And yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity. And they shall spread the cloth before the elders of the city. And the elders of that city shall take that man and chastise him. And they shall immerse him in 100 shekels of silver, and give them unto the father of the damsel, because he hath brought up an evil name upon a virgin of Israel. And she shall be his wife. He may not put her away all of his days. Okay, sex is to be distinguished by apparel. The punishment of him that slanders his wife, he shall be rebuked, whipped, and fined 100 shekels of silver. He may not divorce her. Joshua 7:25. Joshua chapter 7, verse 25. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire, after they had stoned them with stones. Achan and his family were destroyed because of his thievery. Judges 16:15-17. Judges 16:15-17. And she said unto him, how canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words, and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart, and said unto her, There hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak, and be like any other man. Samson was deceived by Delilah. 1 Samuel 2:12-17. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. And the priest's custom with that people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came while the flesh was in seething and with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand. And he struck it into the pan, our kettle, our cauldron, our pot. All that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took for himself. So they did in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came thither. Also before they burnt the fat, the priest's servant came and said unto the man that sacrificed, Give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh of thee but raw. And if man said unto him, Let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as thy soul desireth, then he would answer and say, Nay, but thou shalt give it to me now, and if not, I will take it by force. Wherefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for the men abhorred the offering of the Lord. Eli's sons were sons of the devil. Chapter 15, verse 24. Chapter 15, verse 24. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I fear the people and obey their voice. Saul tries to blame the people for his sin and disobeying God. It cost him the kingdom. 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 2 through 4. 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 2 through 4. And it came to pass in an eventide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman, and one said, Is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took her, and she came unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanliness, and she returned unto her house. David committed adultery with Bathsheba, then he connived to kill her husband. Chapter 12:9-10. Chapter 12:9-10. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, thou hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. The sword never departed out of David's house and caused him much grief with his sons. Ahab men are not satisfied with one wife. 1 Kings 3:1. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 1. And Solomon made affinity with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David, until he had made an end of building his own house and the house of the Lord. And the Solomon married Pharaoh's daughter. He did not trust God to keep the kingdom. Chapter 11:1-4. 11:1-4. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, You shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. Solomon was not satisfied with one wife. They turned his heart to idol worship. Chapter 16, verse 31. Chapter 16, verse 31. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went in and served Baal and worshipped him. Ahab took Jezebel to be his wife, and he followed her religion. chapter 19, 1 through 3. 19, 1 through 3. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. When he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. Elijah fled Jezebel. Chapter 21, verse 15. 21:15. And it came to pass, when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money, for Naboth is not alive but dead. Jezebel gets possession of Naboth's vineyard for Ahab. 2 Kings 5:11-12. 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 11 through 12. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. Naaman's pride almost cost him his healing. Chapter 5, verse 22. And he said, All is well. My master has sent me, saying, Behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garments. Gehazi lied to Elisha and got leprosy. These are the sins of lying and greed. Now, what I've done is I've taken you through the Bible, a walk through the Bible, so you can see weaknesses of men. Now, I really enjoy, and the Lord showed us years ago, I think he really showed Earlene first, if you will take the stories of the Bible, you can see the sins of man. You can see the weaknesses of man. And then you can use those to help yourself and help others. So I'm pointing out weaknesses of men. And I want you men to pay heed. If you have these weaknesses, we're going to go into deliverance in a minute. But these are weaknesses you should overcome. Now, I want Earlene to come and tell you about some common weaknesses of Ahabic men. And she's going to give you a woman's viewpoint.
You know, when you teach school, is it on yet?
Yes.
When you teach school, you have an occasion to watch people. First thing, you have, between 20 and 35 children. And, of course, you have two parents for each one, generally. And you have to have interaction among them during the year. And so I have watched from when I started teaching school over 20-something years, 30 years ago, to now, and I see that there is a great difference in the men. But I can look back and I can see the beginning of this, the problems that men have today. We're parent then, but men were stronger maybe in some ways then than they are now. So I'm going to show you some of the things that I've observed, and you can... apply them to yourself if they're needed. If not, you can just let them pass by. But we have seen that men who have Ahab characteristics have been oftentimes dominated by their mothers and have not chosen the pattern of their father. Many times they actually despise their fathers. So they are rejecting their father and adapting the ways of women. All right, these kind of men are very highly motivated to bring everything to self. You know, if everything is short-term, do I like it now, and does it please me now? And the important issues of long-term are not there. For instance, you see many young men today with young children who need to be with those children in teaching them how to live and think and act and move in the world, and instead... They'll run the children outside where they get into something they shouldn't be into, and the men sit down and watch ball games for 4 or 5 hours in the afternoon on TV. Or they get so immersed in business that they hardly know who their children are. All right, these are two of the things that men do that pull everything toward themselves. Men need to think in the long term and the good for the good of their family in generations to come, not just what do I want right now for myself. Do I just want to watch this TV program right now? or do I realize my child needs some instruction and direction? These type of men do not believe God. If God says that you are not to commit adultery, they say, well, everybody else is doing it. You know, why not? They do not properly respect God. You know, there's almost no fear of God around. You know, enough respect to fear Him. It's almost not existent. All right. Have you noticed how the people, including us, me and you, we don't have the character we ought to have. When something goes wrong and we're there in the midst of it and it should be, someone should take a stand, we don't take it. We just kind of slink off to the background and say, well, you know, I didn't want to get involved. Our character is getting weak. Our convictions are weak also. You know, we don't hesitate to sometimes cheat a little on income tax, somebody pay you cash and you don't report it at all. You know, different things like that that we do which show our convictions are not right. We maybe sneak and take something ourselves, and yet we tell the children, don't steal. You know, they know what we do. You know, we think, well, the children didn't see that, but they do. And so if our convictions are not strong about right and wrong and the place of God, no matter what we say, even if our words sound okay, our actions are going to influence our children more than our words. Ahabic men do not hold marriage in high esteem. They get into all sorts of sexual traps and then try to blame it on the lady folk. They do not like to work and support the family. This is one of the things I've noticed lately. Most of the young people that we talk to, our age and even younger, the men are always griping about their work. It's like they don't appreciate the fact that God has made some way for them to feed their family. All right, they're disobedient to the laws that God has set up. Observing children at school, I've heard children say things like, well, maybe we'd be teaching about lie not. And they'll say, well, my dad tells me not to lie. But you know, the other day when we were in the store, he took a couple of things and stuck them in his pocket because nobody was looking. What do you think that child is going to really put into his heart and into his mind? Not what his daddy said about not stealing or lying, but what his daddy really did. When these kind of men get into trouble, they always look around for someone to blame it on. And that started in Genesis. You know, we even do that today in a bigger field, you know, like we say, well, you know, the government's going to take care of us. And we have allowed our government to get in a real bad condition by not participating in it and by not putting restrictions upon it. And we stand at this point in our lives on the verge of losing all of our freedoms. You know, not just a few of them, all of them. And most of us don't even know what goes on in Washington. And we don't know what goes on in our state government. And we need to be involved and know what's going on. And don't say, well, you know, Governor Edwards did that. You know, we always want to blame it on somebody else. Most of us don't like to take a stand that's not popular. You know, if you go to the church and they don't believe in deliverance, you don't need to be snooty about it, but you do need to take a reasonable stand. Ahabic men tend to be sexually loose. They escape their responsibilities sometimes by getting deeply involved in watching sports. Not so much participating, just watching. Or they get so involved in their business that they don't have time for anything. Or they oftentimes get involved in drugs and in drink, things like that. These men don't stand against the inroads of Satan in the family. They don't take the time to learn what God says and how to protect the family. And even if someone tells them, they don't hardly ever do it. You know, the Bible instructs the men of the family to teach the children. Women are supposed to teach, but it's the men's place to really teach. And you know that even if you don't teach, the children learn what you do. So you're teaching. You're teaching all the time. Have you ever noticed that a lot of men fly off the handle really easy these days? One of the evidences that the Holy Spirit lives within you, you know, whether you're baptized in the Holy Spirit or just have the portion you get when you get saved, the Bible says that that is supposed to give you self-control. And if you don't have self-control, you need to look again at all that you think has happened to you. Men have very bad tempers today and fly off the handle very easy. Have you noticed that men pout when they don't get their way? They won't talk to you? Or they're like very aloof from you? You detest, you know, sort of thing? All right. Ahab did that, didn't he? He got on the bed, turned his face to the wall, put on a big pout, wouldn't eat. Ahabic men tend to dominate rather than teach. You know, there is a difference. There's a big difference between dominating. You know, you order your children around and your wife around as if they had no sense and couldn't make any decision if you didn't issue a demanding order. Or you can teach them. The Bible says that we do these kind of things in our life and this kind of thing within the community. And then you encourage your children to do those things. Ahabic men almost always attracted Jezebel women. So a lot of times, your demons brought you together. Sorry about that. Ahabic men lose the understanding that they have a connection with God, even after they're born again. They can't seem to see that they have a connection with God and that He works with them and they work with Him. You know, when you get to think about it, God owns everything and everything is His. So what is it we can do for Him? Love Him and obey Him. Not much else. You know, we always talk about this great thing we want to do for God. And the Bible says the whole duty of man is to love God and obey His commandments. A lot of times, Ahabic men abandon their duty. That's what almost all this comes under, isn't it? Abandoning your duty. Slothful. Liking to dwell in fantasy. Have you ever noticed there's a little Christian fantasy around? God's going to take care of everything. Well, in some ways that may be true, but in others it isn't. You know, you can, we have our duties to do. And one day I was complaining to the Lord that He hadn't taken care of a certain problem. This was before I got delivered, so, you know, I complained a great deal more then than I do now. But I was complaining to Him, Lord, you know, they told me at church that You'd take care of everything, and I have prayed, and I have prayed, I've fasted, and I've prayed, and why haven't You taken care of this? And the strangest little thing came through my mind. I don't brush teeth anymore. Do you know what He meant? That particular problem was one I was supposed to cope with. And I've noticed in myself and in other people that we tend to want to take care of God's business and figure He'll take care of washing the teeth and, you know, we don't brush our teeth and they rot out of our head and then we say, oh God. And if we just do those duties, you'll be surprised how easy your life will become as a Christian compared to always trying to put it off on somebody else, hunt a child to blame it on, hunt your mate to blame it on, and things like that. I'm going to go down through this list again. I'm just going to do them briefly rather than commenting on them this time. Ahabic men are highly motivated to self. They do not believe God. They do not properly respect God. Are weak in character and weak in conviction. Do not hold marriage in high esteem. Do not care to work and support the family. They're disobedient to God's laws for them. When they get into trouble, they want someone to blame. Do not like to take a stand that is not popular. Tend to be sexually loose. Have unusual strong desires to watch sports events. Weak against the inroads of the devil in the family. Do not teach the children the truth from the Bible. Have uncontrollable tempers. Pout when they don't get their way. Tend to dominate rather than teach. Attract Jezebel women.
Okay, why don't you stand up? I've got a short thing that I want to read to you. How many of you here are parents? Raise your hand. Well, this will help apply to you. How to Raise a Crook. It's written by David Hines. 1. Begin from infancy to give the child everything he wants. This way he will grow up to believe that the world owes him a living. 2. When he picks up bad words, laugh at him. It will encourage him to pick up cuter phrases that will blow the top of your head off later. 3, never give him any spiritual training. Wait until he's 21 and then let him decide for himself. 4, avoid the use of the word wrong. It may develop a guilt complex. This will condition him to believe later when he is arrested for stealing the car that society is against him and he is being persecuted. 5, pick up anything he leaves lying around, books, shoes, clothing. Do everything for him so he will be experienced in throwing responsibility onto others. 6, let him read any printed matter he can get his hands on. Be careful the silverware and drinking glasses are sterilized, but let his mind feed on garbage. 7, quarrel frequently in the presence of children. Then they won't be too shocked when the home is broken up. 8, give the child all the spending money he wants. Never let him earn his own. Why should he have things as tough as you had them? 9, satisfy his every craving for food, drink, and comfort. See that every desire is satisfied. Denial may lead to harmful frustrations. 10, take his part against the neighbors, teachers, and policemen. They are all prejudiced against your child. 11, when he gets into real trouble, apologize for yourselves by saying, I never could do anything with him. 12, prepare for a life of grief. You will have him. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. A lot of what we're talking about today applies to parents and especially applies to men. It's irregardless of what women think. The Bible clearly teaches that the man is a key element in the family. And if the man doesn't do his part, the woman can't do it for him as much as she may want to and as much as she may sincerely desire to and love her children and want to follow the Lord. So, man, you're the key element in the family. If you let the family down, the family's let down, and the woman can't recover the marbles for you. So you really need to get this in your spirit. It's extremely important what you do as the head of your household. And Earlene is trying to get you to see the things that you need to do and the things that you should not do. What we're teaching is very important. The Ahab and the Jezebel, the Lord showed us that years ago. It's not original with us. We came across a tract written about Jezebel, and then later on we requested a tract be written about Ahab. Now we got a good balanced teaching on Ahab and Jezebel. You need to get you one of those tracts back there, and you need to read both of them. We've seen so many problems of Ahabic, Jezebelic characteristics in families, and we've ministered to many families. Almost every family we minister to, we have to go through those particular characteristics. So those are just some of the characteristics that will help to destroy you. And you need to be strong Christians in the Lord and have strong Christian families. Okay, now let's get into some deliverance. Okay, as usual, I'm going to take you through basic deliverance. And then I'm going to go through three lists of demons here. Ahab and Jezebel, bad habits of thinking and reacting, and common demon groupings, and anything else the Lord impresses upon me. Okay, I want all of you to repent of your Ahab, Jezebel characteristics. We haven't seen anybody yet that didn't have those, including Earlene and I. And I want you to repent of any things that the Lord has shown you about you've had weaknesses in this area. Okay, why don't all of you sit down? Looks like about half the congregation is tired, and about half of them I must be getting to you. Probably getting some resistance out there, which is good. I hope I shake you up good. I hope I shake you up enough that you will want to find out what the Word of God says, and you'll want to do it in your life. Okay, praise God. Now, let's go through a prayer with the Lord's help here. And I want you to truly repent. If you think that I'm just up here talking for my health and you don't have to take these things into account, then you'll cry many tears. And I don't want to see you cry those tears. So we're very sincere about what we're talking about here, even though there's a certain amount of humor in this. Okay, now why don't you pray after me. Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
We have heard your scripture read.
We've heard your scripture read.
We see these faults
and characteristics
of the people in the Bible.
You put those stories there
for a reason.
You want us to see
what we should not do,
as well as what we should do.
Lord Jesus,
we've been guilty.
Father, we truly repent.
We do not want to continue
in this way.
We'll change our lives
with your help.
Forgive us, Lord Jesus,
for anywhere
that we have fallen short
of the glory of God,
and we have disobeyed the Bible.
Forgive us for being weak men
and Jezebelic women.
We thank you, Lord Jesus,
for hearing our prayers
and for helping us in the future.
Now, Lord Jesus,
we forgive our ancestors
and our descendants
and anyone else
who has hurt us
or sinned against us.
We ask that you forgive them
and bless them
with all spiritual blessings.
Forgive us, Lord Jesus,
for our many sins.
We forgive ourselves
for sins against our body.
Now we break every curse,
every hex,
every demonic tie that binds.
We break every soul tie
brought about by witchcraft
or sexual impurity.
Lord Jesus,
restore our fragmented souls.
Send your angels out
to recover anything
that Satan has stolen from us.
And all these things
we ask in the blessed name
of Jesus Christ,
our Lord,
our Master,
and our Savior.
Amen.
Okay, let me pray. Satan, we come against you. We come against all powers, principalities, evil forces in this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We come against all demons inside or outside of anyone present over this city, state, nation, and world. We bind every power that you have. We loose ourselves from you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we just come against these spirits in your name, Father, and come against them by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the believers and the unity of our spirits. The Bible says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." We intend to exercise that power to set ourselves free. Lord Jesus, we just ask that you surround this place with a legion of angels. Send your warring angels, your ministering angels, your Holy Spirit, the sevenfold Spirit of God to come down and minister unto us today. And Lord, ask that you cut off all communications between the demons outside and the demons inside. So we only have to deal with the demons within the people. And Father, I just ask that you remove every loose demon from the air around us. And Lord, I just ask you cause those demons to line up in rank and file and order and come out quickly. And we command you demons to bow your knee to Jesus Christ and do what he's telling you to do and go where he's telling you to go. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you for what you're doing here today. And we give you all the glory, honor, praise, and credit for everything that's said and done. And all these things we ask in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Master and our Savior. Amen. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, I call out those spirits of basic deliverance, those spirits of rejection, bitterness, rebellion. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now start coming out of the people right now. I call out every spirit of rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, conception and lust, rejection by the mother and father, by brothers and sisters, rejection by the husband, rejection by the wife. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. All rejection, all ruler rejection, roots of rejection, I stir you up and I drive you out. We are not rejected, we're loved. We loose the spirits of love upon the congregation in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out of them. Come out of them right now. I stir you up and I drive you out in Jesus' name.
And I remind you, demon spirits, that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You're going to be cast in there with your master Satan. You'll be in total loneliness and total despair, and you have very little time left. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out right now, all these spirits of rejection. Lord, send your angels in there with their sharp two-edged swords, capable of dividing spirit and soul asunder, and cut those spirits out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, all the rejection, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I stir you up and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free, every spirit of rejection. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, every spirit of bitterness, I call you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all spirits of bitterness in Jesus' name. Come out, I want the spirits of bitterness, roots of bitterness, ruler of bitterness to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now, all spirits of bitterness in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of bitterness, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Especially those unforgiveness spirits, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, every spirit of violence, temper, anger, retaliation, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, every spirit of murder, suicide, death, and abortion, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Murder, suicide, death, abortion, death and fear of death, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All spirits of death and fear of death, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose us and set us free in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, every spirit of rebellion, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Rebellion, roots of rebellion, ruler of rebellion, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submissiveness, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out, I command you to go in Jesus' name. All these rebellion spirits, rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come out, all rejection, bitterness, and rebellion. All roots, memories, scar nests, and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out. Every work, every demon named and unnamed in those common demon groupings, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I stir you up and I drive you out. Now just come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, just ask you, light a fire into those demons 10 times hotter than hell. Stir them up. Lord, we just apply the blood of Jesus Christ against those demons and the sharp two-edged sword. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Bow your knee to Jesus Christ and do what he's telling you to do and go where he's telling you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we command you to go. Now command all Ahab and Jezebel spirits to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirit of Ahab, abdicating leadership, adultery, aggression, angry, bitterness, communication breakdown, conditional love, idol worship, impotence, joblessness, laziness, leaving things of God to the wife, lust, lust of material things, lack of confidence, childish behavior, competition, covetousness, compromise, clashing conflict, considering God's things trivial, calling evil good and good evil, displeased, disobedient, dirty stories, degradation, destruction of the family priesthood, doubting manhood, drunkenness, emasculations, emotional cripple, failure, fearful, fear of getting hurt, fear of women, filth, following sins of the father, God of sports, God of jobs, heavy-spirited, hatred of women, homosexuality, hurts, inability to designate authority, liking sensual women, macho spirit, misunderstandings, manipulating women, murder, no order, no peace, no unity, overloading wife, pride, pornography, pouting, passive quitter, rebellious children, rejection, resentment, sacred, separation and divorce, sibling rivalry, sluggishness, stoicism, tragic mistakes, unemotional, upset children, workaholic, worship of enterprise, success, profit, promotion, and wealth, X-rated movies. Now come out, every Ahabic spirit in all of your works, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, every Jezebelic spirit. Come out, spirits of accusation, aggression, attention-seeking, arrogance, beguiling, belittling, bickering, backbiting, brash, bossy woman, bedroom blackmail, conniving, contention, continuous complaining, condemnation, confusion, counterfeit spiritual gifts, conditional love, charming, controlling spirits, dissatisfaction, demands, double-mindedness, doubt, disunity, discord, disruption, distrust, indecision, intimidation, insinuation, excuse me, insecurity, inadequacy, intellectualism, inhospitable, interference, jealousy, Jezebel, lack of confidence, lying, lawlessness, laziness, manipulation, mistrust, nagging, overindulgence, pouting, pride, perversion, sexual and spiritual, psychology, philosophy, projected guilt, quick temper, retaliation, revenger, deception, delusion, demanding, defeat, determined maneuvers, dominance, emotional outbursts, failure, fear, frustration, forsaking protection, female dominance and control, female hardness, fierce determination, false sickness, finger pointing, frigidity, grief, hatred of men, hot temper, hasty marriage, hopelessness, hypnotic control, inability to give or receive love, irresponsibility, rationalization, rebellion, strife, slander, sharp temper, short temper, sorcery, shirking responsibilities, sensitives, sharp tongue, sleepiness, shame, suicide, spiritual blindness, self-defeating, sorrow, turmoil, ungodly discipline, unbelief, ugliness, vanity, witchcraft, worldly wisdom and whining. Now come out, all Jezebelic spirits and related spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, every fear of rejection, fear of men's opinions, fear of disapproval, fear of the deliverance ministry, bitterness, rebellion, stubbornness, anti-submissiveness, disobedience, fear of criticism, insecurity, timidity, inadequacy, ineptness, distrust, fantasy, compromise, fear of failure, ego, pretense, argument, mockery, cynicism, dread, apprehension, roving, restlessness, unreality, indifference, passivity of mind, lethargy, depression, discouragement, defeatism, hopelessness, heaviness, burden, forgetfulness, rationalization, deception, discontent, fatigue, selfishness, hypocrisy, smug complacency, shame, sexual impurity, cult involvement, embarrassment, self-will, disgust, worry, anxiety, fear of reproof, fear of confrontation, confusion, doubt, unbelief, indecision, procrastination, pride, play-acting, frustration, hyperactivity, carelessness, heedlessness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out, all common demon groupings in all these families. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to go. Now come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of strife, contention, accusation, judging, criticism, fault-finding, insecurity, inferiority, self-pity, loneliness, timidity, shyness, inadequacy, ineptness, passivity, funk, indifference, listlessness, lethargy, depression, despair, despondency, discouragement, defeatism, dejection, hopelessness, suicide, death, insomnia, morbidity. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of argument, quarreling, fighting, control, possessiveness, dominance, witchcraft, retaliation, destruction, spite, hatred, sadism, hurt, cruelty, sensitiveness, self-awareness, fear of man, fear of disapproval, persecution, unfairness, fear of judgment, fear of condemnation, fear of accusation, fear of reproof, sensitiveness, mental illness, insanity, madness, mania, retardation, senility, schizophrenia, paranoia, hallucinations. Come out, every spirit of jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, persecution, fears, confrontation, confusion, frustration, incoherence, forgetfulness, doubt, unbelief, skepticism, jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, selfishness, withdrawal, pouting, daydreaming, fantasy, pretension, unreality, escape, indifference, stoicism, passivity, sleepiness, alcoholism, drug addiction, spirits of perfection, pride, vanity, ego, frustration, criticism, irritability, intolerance, anger, competition, driving, argument, pride, ego, impatience, agitation, frustration, intolerance, resentment, criticism, false burden, false responsibility, false compassion, grief, sorrow, heartache, heartbreak, crying, sadness, cruelty, fatigue, tiredness, heaviness, gloom, burden, disgust, worry, anxiety, fear, dread, apprehension, nervousness, tension, headache, nervous habits, restlessness, excitement, insomnia, roving, sexual impurity, lust, fantasy lust, masturbation, homosexuality, lesbianism, adultery, fornication, incest, harlotry, rape, exposure, frigidity, all cults, Jehovah's Witnesses, Christian Science, Rosicrucianism, Theosophy, Urania, Subud, Leidahan, Unity, Mormonism, Baha'ism, Unitarianism, all lodges, societies, and social agencies using the Bible and God as a basis but omitting the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of a cult, Ouija board, palmistry, handwriting analysis. In death, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, death and fear of death, infirmity, sickness, weakness, and disease. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of indecision, procrastination, compromise, confusion, forgetfulness, indifference, self-deception, self-delusion, self-seduction, pride, mind-binding, confusion, fear of man, fear of failure, occult spirit, spiritism, spirits, mind idolatry, intellectualism, rationalization, pride, ego, fears of all kinds, phobias of all kinds, hysteria, fear of authority, lying, deceit, pride, ego, vanity, self-righteousness, haughtiness, importance, arrogance, affectation, theatrics, play-acting, sophistication, pretension, weariness, laziness, infirmity, may include any disease or sickness, inheritance, physical, emotional, or mental, or curses. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, all hyperactivity, restlessness, driving, pressure, cursing, blasphemy, coarse jesting, gossip, criticism, backbiting, mockery, belittling, railing, addictive and compulsive, nicotine, alcohol, drugs, caffeine, medications, gluttony, nervousness, compulsive eating, resentment, frustration, idleness, self-pity, self-reward, self-accusation, self-hatred, self-condemnation, automatic handwriting, ESP, hypnotism, horoscope, astrology, levitation, fortune-telling, water-witching, tarot cards, pendulum, witchcraft, black magic, quiet magic, conjuration, incantation, fetishes, and so forth. Come out, all religious demons, ritualism, formalism, legalism, doctrinal obsession, fear of God, fear of hell, fear of lost salvation, religiosity. Come out, all spiritism, seance, spirit guide, necromancy, false religions, Buddhism, Taoism, Hinduism, Islam, Shintoism, Confucianism, and related spirits. Come out, all covetousness, stealing, kleptomania, material lust, greed, and discontent. Now come out, every evil spirit that we've called, your families, your works, we command you to go in Jesus' name. We bind your power and we drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Praise God. Anybody need any help, raise your hand. We got workers that can help you if you feel like you need any help. Okay, Brother Glenn.
Praise your Lord. Praise you. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over all these spirits that's been called out, and I command them to come out in the name of Jesus. I bind their power and break their dominion over the people, and I command them to come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I break your dominion over these people. Loose them and come out. The blood of Jesus, the blood cleanses and washes. I break the power of curses that's come down through the family lines, the ancestral curses. I bind the power of the familiar spirits of the ancestral curses, and I break their dominion over the people in Jesus' name. I break their dominion in the name of Jesus. I break their dominion in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Come out. Come out. All the ancestral curses of incest and fornication and adultery, I break the power and the bondage of it off of them in Jesus' name. Spirit of incest, I bind and break that power in the family lines in Jesus' name. Adultery and fornication, I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, spirits of Ahab and Jezebel. I bind you and all your cohorts that's with you. I bind and break your dominion over the people. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. I break your dominion over us. Loose us. I put the blood to cleanse and to wash. The blood of Jesus washes and cleanses. Jesus became a curse so we don't have to bear the curse. It is written, Satan, in Galatians 3:13. Jesus became a curse, and in the name of Jesus, I break the power and bondage of him in Jesus, of it in Jesus' name. Loose the people and come out. Come out of us. I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. I break the dominion in Jesus' name. I break the dominion in Jesus' name. Loose it. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I break the bondage of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break the bondage of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose it. Come out. Come out. Come out. All of you. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. I break the bondage of it.
I break the curse of them. I loose them in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. I bind you to the day of judgment. I break your dominion to the day of judgment. Gene. Gene, right there where you're standing. I break the curses. I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I break the bondage of it. The one behind. That's okay, but the one behind. I break the bondage of it in Jesus' name. I loose it in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. I bind you to the day of judgment. I break your power over these people. I break the powers of it over these people. Come out of them. Jezebel. Jezebel. Ahab. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break the bondage of it. Come out. Spirit of Ahab and Jezebel, I bind and break your powers over all of us. I break your dominion over us in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come on. Loose us. Come out. Loose us. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus, I break the curses. I break the bondage. I break the dominion of it. Satan, I take your rights away. I bind up your demon powers. I take your rights away. I loose the people. I loose the people in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your power. I break your dominion. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. I break the curse of all of it in the name of Jesus. I break the dominion of it. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. I break the power of it. I break the curse of it in Jesus. Listen. Loose the people. Loose the people. Loose them. Loose them in the name of Jesus. I break the powers of it. Jesus Christ is Lord. And we belong to Jesus. The blood of Jesus cleanses and washes us from every right that you have to us. The blood of Jesus cleanses us. The blood of Jesus washes. I break the powers and dominion of it in Jesus' name. I break the bondage of it in the name of the Lord. Loose us. Loose us. Loose us. Loose the people in Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out. I bind you to the day of judgment. I break your dominion. Loose them. Come out. Witchcraft. Witchcraft. I bind your powers of witchcraft. Powers of witchcraft. I break the powers of witchcraft. Inherited. The inherited curses of witchcraft. I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Jesus is Lord. It is written that Jesus said that in His name He'd give us authority over all the powers of Satan. And I take that place of authority now in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind and break your dominion. Come out of us. Come out of us. Come out. Set the people free, Satan. Set them free. I break your, take your rights away. I break your bondage over the people. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We're the temple of the living God. And you have no rights to us. You have no rights in the temple of God. You have no rights in the temple of God. I cleanse the temple. I put the blood to cleanse the temple. I put the blood to cleanse the temple. I cleanse the temple with the blood. The blood. The blood of Jesus. I wash the temple with the blood. The blood of Jesus. I break your dominion. You have to loose us. We sweep the temple. We break the temple. We take the powers in the temple. Come out. Come out. We cleanse the temple. We purify the temple today. Jesus is Lord in the temple. We are the temple of the living God. Jesus is Lord in the temple. I break your dominion over us in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Homosexuality, I bind it. Lesbianism, I bind it. Masturbation, I bind it. I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. I break the dominion of it over us in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your dominion. I take your rights away. I put the blood of Jesus to cleanse and wash. Satan, it is written. Jesus became a curse so we don't have to bear the curse. And I take your rights away. Jesus took the power of that and I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. I break it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break the dominion. I break the, take the rights away. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. I bind you, devil. Come out. You'll not tear. You'll not tear. I break your power. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I break your dominion. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. I bind the spirit of unforgiveness. I break the spirit of unforgiveness. Come out in the name of the Lord. All unforgiveness. I break the power of unforgiveness in Jesus' name. Loose, we will to forgive. We will to forgive those that's hurt us. We will to forgive. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out. Come out. Loose it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. We break the bondage of it. We break the powers of it. Come out in Jesus. I bind you. I bind you. I break your power. I bind you in Jesus' name. I bind you. I break your dominion. I break the powers of it in Jesus. Suicide. I bind suicide. I bind the spirit of suicide. Fear. Fear. I bind the spirit of fear. Fear of tomorrow. I bind the powers of it. I break the powers of it. Spirit, the spirit of fear. Fear of tomorrow. I bind and break your dominion. Spirit of suicide. I break your power. Murder. Murder and anger and rage. I bind you in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. I loose the people. I loose them. I loose them. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. I take the authority over you. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the powers of witchcraft. Witchcraft. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. I bind your power. I break your dominion. Loose it in Jesus' name. Loose it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. I break your powers in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Irma. 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 In Jesus' name, I break your dominion in Jesus' name.
Go ahead and put your hands on that woman and pray for her now. She's just full of witchcraft.
He kodi da 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 mahoshi kati di da 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 maha. He kodi da 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 mahoshi kati da 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 maha. He kodi da 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 mahoshi kati. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break the bondage. I break the dominion. I break the dominion. I break the dominion. Satan, you're a liar. I break your dominion. I pull down your strongholds. I bind up your principalities. In the name of Jesus, I bind your principalities and powers. I bind your principalities and powers in Jesus' name. I break your dominion. I take your rights away. In the name of Jesus, I bind your power, Satan. I bind your principalities and powers. I pull down the powers of demonic powers. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. I break your dominion. I break your power. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Fantasy. Fear. Fear. I bind fear. Spirit of fear. I bind you in Jesus' name. Fantasy. I bind fantasy and fear. I bind you. I break your dominion. Spirit of fear. I bind you over us. I break your power over us. I break your dominion over us in Jesus' name. Spirit of fear. I bind and break your power. I break it in Jesus' name. Fantasy. I bind the spirit of fantasy. I break that over us in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. You devil that tells people that they can't serve God, I bind you and break your dominion. You devil that tells people that they're not saved, I bind you and break your dominion. You foul spirit that tells people they can't live for God, I bind you, I break your dominion. I bind you, I break your power. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Linda, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. She kodi da 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 ma hoshi kati di da 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 ma ha. He kodi da 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 ma hoshi katori da 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 ma. He kodi da 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 ma ha. He di da 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 ma hoshi katori da da ma. Break your dominion, Satan, away. Break your power. We pull down your principalities. We break your dominion over God's people. We break your power in Jesus' name. We break your dominion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.